Good morning, George. Aloha. Good morning.
Good morning. Aloha kakahiaka.
Aloha kakahiaka. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. It's wonderful to hear your voice, and we're really excited that you're coming today to kick off Ekani Kapila Kako.
Oh, yeah. I did it years ago, so it's great to be back.
So tonight you and, well, actually let's talk about this afternoon. You have a slack key guitar and also an ukulele instrumental workshop with your son Kiyoki starting at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to have a workshop, and my son will be doing the slack key guitar, and I'll do the slack key ukulele. So if you never, actually when I first started playing music, when I was between 3 and 8 years old, I played slack key ukulele before I actually played slack key guitar, so that's how we all started out. Because your fingers so small, so we learned how to play the ukulele first, then the guitar.
Wonderful, wonderful. I have a few questions I wanted to ask you about. You were raised in the old ways, and you've been called the Hawaii Renaissance man. I wondered, who were your early influences and your mentors? And some of your teachers, can you give us a little bit of background?
Well, first of all, my first teachers was my immediate family, my great grandfather Willie, my grandfather, and my dad George Kalamoku Senior. And then I grew up with 26 cousins in the same household, and so that's how we got to, share the music. And when you got cousins older than you teaching you, then you got cousins younger than you who want to learn. You learn how to play better, I think, because you also, besides learning yourself, you're also teaching the younger ones. So I was in the middle. I was kid number 11 or 12 or something in the middle. So and I grew up with my great-grandparents, off the grid, basically in South Monacalia. And we lived up in the mountains. We grew practically everything. We fished. We went for opelu, ahi, and we fished, whatever. And we also had taro. That's what we call malasta, or dry land.
Uh-huh.
And we raise our own pigs and all kinds of stuff. So when we went to the store, basically we went to buy salt. Even though we gathered our own salt, we salted a lot of fish, Sometimes mm-hmm. 10,000 pounds of opelo with my grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of opelo to salt, so not enough salt to gather, so we'd buy. Then my grandmother would buy sugar, and there was obviously sugar, flour, just the basics. The rest of the stuff we grew ourselves. Mm. We had a huge garden with, all kinds of cabbages and lettuce and tomatoes and everything. We had a lot of low leaf, a lot of mountain apple. We had orange trees, tangerine, So we're pretty much self-sufficient except that. And the other thing, we'd go to school, so my grandma would buy material for making clothing.
Mm-hmm.
She'd sew our own clothes and everything. She had an old single machine. Remember, it would go up with your feet. You'd pedal it with your feet, and you had a little, like a fan belt or some belt that went up from your feet, and it would power the sewing machine. So there was, that's how I kind of grew up. And we had a four-seater outhouse because there's so many of us in the house,
Uh-huh.
And basically, we had three different houses. We had the outhouse, then we had a main house, then we had a cookhouse that was separate from the main house. And the cookhouse, we had the emu, we had a kerosene stove, kerosene oven, and we also had the smokehouse. And the smokehouse went, and the reason it was separate because once in a while we were smoking some pigs that was raised in macadamia nuts or something, and we would get, or avocados, they get so fat, so the juice would, the isla would drip onto the fire and cause it would burn down the whole smokehouse, the whole cookhouse. And all we do is just go, straighten out the iron roof again. We get to go up the mountain, cut over here,
uh-huh.
and build another, just use the same iron roof. Then after all, we didn't even use nails anymore. We just put stone on top of it. I think in my lifetime, 4 times the cookhouse burned down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Life sounds so beautiful in the old days.
Well, it was a hard life because, you don't realize how much, when you press the button, you just hit the switch and the electricity comes on, you plug something in. And before we had to, fill up the kerosene lamps every day. You know, we went through this whole ritual for night. And basically, because we had no TV, that's how we all learned how to play music. We entertain ourselves. Everybody, all 26 can play cousins. So was my father was my producer first, but I also had an older cousin, Michael Nahe, who was my biggest influence because of my dad. My dad could play slacky and everything, but his style was, you know, he really just didn't teach. You just play and then you gotta listen and watch. But my cousin actually would take me to, you know, fingering and things like that. Things like that, one chord at a time, one note at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and just watching him. So my cousin Michael was probably a year older than I was. And I still think he can play Saki better than me.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. You've taken home three Grammys now?
Yeah, we've been blessed to win three Grammys and been nominated. This is our fifth year being nominated, so
That's just awesome. I know you travel all around the world. You've played for the Queen of England. You've played for in China. And you're also a teacher.
I teach at Lahaina Luna High School. I've been there for 17 years, since 1992. And I used to teach at risk kids. I worked for Kumina Schools. I was the principal at the alternative here in Kona. So, you know, I've been there for a long time.
Yeah, and you went to Kamehameha yourself, is that correct?
Yeah, I went to two schools. I went to Fern School for like 6 months. Then I went to Kamehameha, half of kindergarten, I went to Kamehameha. So, I was able to do that too. So I went to 12 and a half years at Kamehameha schools.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm a campus Kamehameha school grad at 69.
Mm-hmm.
We had many greats in 69, Kali Watson, Kita Hui, who else? My ex-wife, Malama Solomon, Melilani Trask, Neil Hannes, my classmate, Wing Wong. There's a lot of us who did great things in Hawaii, for Hawaii, class of 69.
Mm-hmm. Where did you first get your music when you started playing gigs? How old were you when you started playing gigs? And
well, you know, we played for our family all the time, which is for free, you know. Then, then when I was 11 years old, I don't know if you read my book called Hawaiian Life, but I was playing in Waikiki. I was washing cars in Waikiki, a place called Lipia Spindles, and next door was a place called Forbidden City. It was a strip joint, basically, but what happened is I was able to... I was invited in. I was playing my slacky guitar during one of the breaks, and you know, what's his name? Anyway, it was the entertainer's there. One of, on the weekends was Kui Lee, so he invited me to come in and do one song. And for my first, you know, I just went in and did one slacky song, and took less than 3 minutes. And for washing, for working for Lippy, he would pay 10 cents a car, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to wash 10 cars. I mean, really wash and wax them, all this stuff. Takes you about an hour to do each car.
Wow.
And pay only 10 cents. And next door, I went in and did one song, and the stevedores, construction workers, and locals threw about $27.10 on the stage for me. So, like, 1 2-minute song, I mean, like, working 1 month at Lippy's. 11 years old, I said, man, I gotta, you know, went out and learned some more songs.
Yeah. Ended so your career. Ended your automobile career, huh?
Well, I still washed cars for the next, you know, until I was about 16 or 17 working for Lippy. But then I also started playing music, too. We moved from Kona to a place in Power Valley called close to Papakura. So I hooked up with Eddie Akana and his brother, Akana Brothers, and my friend, Greg Kanyakala. We formed a group called the Climax Five. And we played a lot of hard, but we also played rock and roll, everything, you know, Louie Louie, Mustang Sally. And we started playing at the club. In fact, we played at Club Jetty. I was only 13 or 14 years old. I played at Club Jetty.
Oh, my goodness.
With Alex Rivera. He hired us. We played there for almost a year, every weekend for a year. We'd come over on Fridays, and Friday, Saturday, and come back Sunday, at least once a month. So yeah, so that was my experience there, you know, playing music. And then from there, I went to college, and in college I played, I played in Berkeley, California, called the Freighted Salvage. And I was able to, play along. And there's a lot of, war movement demonstrations and stuff. So I was there. I was able to play with Janis Joplin, a lot of, there's so many people I can remember, like my memory going old. And then there was on 7th Street in Oakland, I worked also construction. One of my construction workers, we were, laying pipe and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He owned a blues club on 7th Street, so I also got to play with B.B. King and, that kind of stuff. all in Selecki.
Wow.
Before I reached my 20s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You probably introduced all those people to Selecki.
Well, a lot of them played similar tunings,
Uh-huh.
But they played Selecki, but they didn't play like how it was. They played like lead. But us, we play bass, rhythm, and lead. That's what they're missing is the bass on there. And we play Selecki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Similar tunings, but not quite.
Okay, well, so, I just want to say thank you so much. We're really excited that you're coming today. And tonight you're going to be at the Kauai Beach Resort for the E Kanikapila Kako series, and this Ikanikapila Kako Stories Behind the Songs with Keoki. And this afternoon you will be starting at 1 o'clock and presenting a Selecki and ukulele instrumental workshop
at the same hotel too.
We'll
see everybody there. Yeah,
well, we're very excited that you're coming, and I hope that you'll come. I hope we can talk another time when we're not en route, and we can find out a lot more about you. You're such an interesting person. You're not only a musician, you're a sculptor, you're an artist, you're a community leader. And anyway, we look forward to talking with you tonight. And thank you again, George, for calling in.
Thank you, Linda.
I'll see you tonight. And have a safe journey.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha.